Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, at what level are you vibrating today?
Pretty good, actually.
Great.
Just before we started, I went to the shelf and I gave myself a shot of the gift, which is one of our vibrational products. And, you know, the gift is formulated to clear the heart chakra or the heart center, meaning that all the emotional fears that a person may have a certain vibration. And you can counteract them with a different vibration. And this product is actually formulated to clear, at the vibrational level, the heart chakra, so that the two primary fears that a human may have, one is, am I safe?
Yeah.
And the other one, do I have enough? Are cleared. So, you know, the am I safe, of course, that's, people tend to just be afraid to cross a street or go to a theater or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The one, do I have enough? That's a cool one. You know, like think of Bill Gates. You know,
yeah,
he doesn't have enough.
No,
you know, like it's just, you know, or the other you know, types of guys in the major corporations where you know, they've just made a couple billion, but it's not enough. You know,
no, they
just
want more.
They just need more.
Well, we've been doing a series based on the health education list on the health education page on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, www.life-enthusiast.com, if you click on health education. And we're now at the part four on the list, because there's part one was cleanse, part two was nutrition, part three was pH balance, and now part four is vibrational healing. And it was kind of interesting, before we started recording, Martin and I were chatting, and we thought, and now you realize, of course, that if we're going to talk about vibrational healing, we have to talk about spiritual beings having a physical
experience
as opposed to being physical beings who have a spiritual experience.
Well, and this is the old debate, you know, the chicken and the egg. Is the soul or the spirit or whichever part of you is non-physical, the primary or the secondary to the physical? And my personal opinion is that this wetware, you know, the suit of meat and protein that I'm wearing, is not the primary. It's not that there is some kind of a chemistry that happens to have thoughts. I think it's that the thoughts happen to create the body.
I tend to agree with you on that one, for sure. But I think also it's important that we realize that the energy that we put into our surroundings impacts our health and impacts the way we feel, and also kind of what comes back. And
yes,
you know, I think,
yeah, absolutely. That's why prayer over a meal is an absolutely a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Know?
In fact, Dr. Emoto, who we've got a lot of pages on the website about, kind of proved that when he did his experiments with water, right?
And yes.
People would think things like love, and then he would freeze the water, and as it became crystallized, he would take a picture, microscopic picture. And then if you thought things like hate or Hitler, he would do the same thing. And there's a huge difference in the way the water crystallized. And it's the same water, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. The water will be impacted by the vibrational experience that it's going to go through and then crystallize in different shapes.
Yeah.
And, if you play at the Beethoven's Pastorale, it will be creating a wonderful symmetrical crystals. And if you play at some kind of a I hate the world acid rock kind of piece of music, it's going to come out just wrecked and distorted.
Yeah, not so good. And we all have heard about how if you're stressed out, your health will not be as good, and road rage and all those sort of different things too. And I don't think we really spend enough time thinking about, well, how can we make our environment serene or in harmony? And of course, we look around the world and we look at the wars that are going on and the conflict that's going on and global warming and just looking down our street at the garbage that's strewn around there, or homeless people, and it's easy to see that as a species we're not particularly in harmony.
Collectively we have some challenges.
For sure.
But individually, think of it this way. The movie The Secret, was it The Secret or The Secret?
The Secret, yes.
It's brought into focus the fact that you are actually attracting into your life the kind of experiences that you're having through the thoughts that you have been consistently thinking. Because thoughts will create emotions, and emotions will create states, and states will create behaviors, and behaviors will create physical results.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
It's a primary mover that is in your thoughts. When you choose to think thoughts, that is how you create your reality. So if you're focusing on what you don't want, beware, because that's what you're going to get more of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what you're telling me is, since I just broke up with my latest girlfriend, she only lasted 10 days, that I shouldn't be thinking about, how I screwed up. I should be thinking about what a wonderful woman I'm now prepared to allow into my life.
Well, let me tell you a little story.
I feel like this is like a bedtime story, Martin. I should be laying in bed and the light there.
No. This is vibrational healing education.
Okay.
A friend of mine, a person I know really well for many years, was looking for a place, and his wife was demanding, just crazy demanding. He says, "Look, here's what we can afford. This is the budget. Look at the market. There's just no way we can get what you're asking in the budget that we have." And then he thought, to heck with it. Who am I to tell her what she should want or not want? And what he did do is he wrote out on a piece of paper exactly what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny exposure, quiet room in the back, carport or a garage for two cars, a study for myself where I can quietly work.
A dishwasher.
Yes, a dishwasher was on the list. Clean carpets were on the list. Pleasant vistas, good views were on the list. Small garden for growing herbs and vegetables was on the list. Anyway, he put it all down there, put it on the list, shoved it in the drawer and forgot about it, and let it go, and then started looking. And again, the experience was horrendous. They saw these dives and dumps and whatever. And then just as they were ready to give up and just accept this ugly thing, they see an ad, drive there, and there's this wonderful Italian man who had just built his wife the next wonderful house and was moving out of half of a duplex that he'd built maybe 20 years earlier. And this was his home, so it was built with the full pride of this Italian fellow.
Wow.
It had marble tile floors. It had full panoramic view of the North Shore Mountains in Vancouver, and that's a spectacular view. It had carport for four cars. It had, all the rooms and everything he wanted. And the clincher? The rent was $1,000 a month, which was like a bargain of bargains.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, "For the right people, and I like you, I'm going to give it away cheap. I don't want somebody who I'm going to get the top dollar out of. I want to help a young family."
Nice.
So, boom, there it is. So, what happened here? I believe that there was a completely typical vibrational experience. The fellow created the thought form. He made it physical by writing it down, and he allowed it to essentially act itself through his life.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful story.
That's the secret.
Yeah, and we hear it over and over and over again, too, don't we?
Yes.
That's actually how I found my place was very similar, because I was living with my son, and my second son came to live with me, and where we were was too small. And I thought he was going to come 6 months earlier, and when I had looked 6 months earlier, there was not one home for rent, because I'm renting, in the neighborhood. And I thought, oh, this isn't good. And then when he moved in with me, we had no notice, and so we had to start looking. Well, in 2 weeks, we had found two homes that both of them were perfect in the neighborhood, because I wanted to stay in this neighborhood because the school was good, and I wanted to make a commitment to both sons that we would go to the same school. And it just blew my mind, because everything that we had on our list of what we wanted and everything else was in both places. One was just a little bit closer to the river, and that's the one that we ended up being at. And I just love it, because I just walk around the block. I'm right by a river, walk up and down this river for miles. It's wonderful.
Yes.
And we just put it out. This is all the things that we wanted, and everything was here.
So that's essentially what these vibrational healing products are about, that we have. We have the gift, which is the gift of self-confidence. It's self-confidence in a bottle. So when you take a drop of that, whether you put it on your forehead or your heart, or whether you hold it under your tongue, it vibrationally changes the thinking and emotional pattern in your body. Hmm. We have the clear light, from awesome water. When you take one drop of that in a glass of water, that will completely reset the vibrational experience. That's a spiritual tool. It takes you right up to communicating with your creator. Depending on your religious, this is a non-religious. This is a spiritual product. Whether you're I don't know what. If you're Christian, it'll be that you'll be closer to Jesus, if that's who you want to be close to. If you're a something else,
Buddhist.
Well, Buddhists don't have a person or a guru as such. Buddhists simply believe in doing the right things. Well, you will see clearly what it is that the right things are.
Mm, very cool.
Yeah. So when I took a couple of drops of that, that's usually the end of my workday for me. I won't make any phone calls, because all I want to do is just communicate on the inner plane with my with the Creator. Be there, meditative, and just enjoy. I want to sit on the porch watching the birds or do something like that.
Nice. You're at peace, in other words, right?
Oh, completely at peace. I mean, all of the worries of the world drop off. Mm-hmm. All of them.
That's a nice place to be.
Yes. Or another product, really cool thing we have, is called the Life Pen. It's made by the Swiss company, Levin Squelle. The Life Pen is just a simple wooden stick that's been hollowed out, filled with crystals, and programmed.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, you just point it at something. You point it at water or liquid, or you can point it at points on your body, and it will harmonize the structuring of that situation. So if you happen to have a point in your body that's painful, that usually is caused by blocked chi, the pooling of energy, the stuck body fluids that are pulling there because the energy is blocked.
Right.
So you just point it at it, it loosens it up, and once the flow is restored, everything goes back to functional.
A lot of what we're talking about is we're really delving into the realm of quantum physics.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot
yes.
of the quantum physics scientists have proved a lot of this like once you get past the molecules, past the atoms, past the quarks and everything else, what you end up with is just different vibrational frequencies.
That's correct. Well, there was a wonderful movie came out a few years ago called What the Bleep Do We Know?
Mm-hmm.
In which several interviews were made of scientists that have been studying this end of the spectrum of our reality, where they're showing you that your thoughts can affect the situation, the physical situation, and that vice versa, the your environment feeds back into you. So if you surround yourself with beautiful things, you will have a much more positive experience than if you're surrounding yourself with clutter and garbage and disgusting looking things.
That's right.
So vibrationally, we can restore all kinds of problems. And it's my belief that at least 80% of all illness has its root in an emotional injury, in, you know, shocks. I don't know, something like you know, emotional trauma will create a cancerous situation 10 or 15 or 20 years later, mm-hmm. if you don't deal with it. And even when you think you have dealt with it, it may still create something of that sort. In fact, I have purchased and I have recommended to others a program called The Healing Codes, and I've written about it in several newsletters. It's on our website in the newsletter archive, where The Healing Codes are a program that allow you to dissolve the patterns left behind by particular emotions, such as unforgiveness, for instance, is an emotion that, you know, people carry grudges, won't let go of wrongs in the past, and that's one of the worst emotions to carry around, because that one is associated with cancer specifically.
Hmm. So, Martin, what are some things that people could do to feel a little bit more at peace and a little bit, you know, maybe heal some of these things that are going on? You'd mentioned getting the gift. That was an interesting one.
Yeah, on the inexpensive side, take a walk in nature, looking at beautiful surroundings.
Mm, like a river.
Yeah, like a river park. You know, don't do it downtown, looking at angular buildings made with aluminum and that sort of stuff. That is not beautiful. You know, what's beautiful are rolling hills and trees and birds and things that are fractal in nature, not straight line in nature.
Yes.
So that's that, and, you know, prayer and meditation.
Having, just taking a little bit of time for yourself.
That's right.
That's really key. And oftentimes I think we don't do enough of that.
Certainly. And then, of course, yeah, if you think you're not making progress enough and you need some help from people that have gone down this path and have created physical manifestations of these vibrational products, we have collected a good number of them. And, you know, something like the ADR4 from ADR Systems, mm-hmm. where you can clear the field in any liquid. You can set an apple on top of it and it'll taste better. You can take a glass of water or a glass of wine, set it on top, and 2 or 3 minutes later it's harmonized and tastes so much better. It's shocking. I mean, I've taken this product with me to parties just for the fun of it, and I would pour out 2 glasses out of the same wine bottle, treat one, and then just ask people to compare the taste one to the other.
And it's the same bottle, same glass, just different setting,
different
on a
tasting
different place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the treated, you know, you can take a $10 bottle and turn it into a $50 bottle tasting liquid, you know.
Right.
It's just comical. So that's that. Or you know, I have an example of it in the salt. You know, we carry the Himalayan crystal salt, and there are several mines in the northern Pakistan where the salt is still extracted using manual methods. Mm. These people actually go down underground and they take it out in 30 to 50 pound chunks that are intact, taken out on hand carts, and we buy it from them and we split it up into smaller pieces, but it's done all by hand and it's washed in salt brine and it's dried in the tropical sun and all that, as opposed to the big Kevra mine where they use explosives to break up the rocks, and they use front-end loaders and heavy equipment and heavy crushers to make the salt for you that way. And vibrationally, there's no comparison.
Right, right.
And there even is a physical manifestation of it. You know, we have taken the cheap salt and we have dissolved it, and it comes out acidic and negative to the body, whereas the brine that we make with this high vibration salt is alkalizing and beneficial.
That's very interesting. Can you just talk a little bit about the star chambers?
Yeah.
I know we haven't got a lot of time left in this particular show, but I think it's something that we should be bringing up too, because we're really talking about, we live in a soup of magnetic and electromagnetic energy and cell phone waves and TV waves, radio waves, and all that sort of stuff. But there's ways that you can kind of protect yourself from them, right?
Right. Actually, I want to, just before I talk about that, I want to bring up the ADR3 and ADR Protect. The ADR3 will clear your office from geopathic influences. Mm. And the ADR Protect, that's worn on the person, you know, like on the back of your watch or on the back of your cell phone, and
yep.
it will clear your personal space. As long as it's touching you, it will keep you harmonized.
Mm.
It's wonderful. I mean, I in my office, 4 computers, 2 printers running all the time. And, I have a stack of these ADR3s all around here, and I can take any amount of time here. It feels like a cathedral, you know, compared to some other offices that I've come to where it's a very difficult energy, where you feel drained within 15, 20 minutes after you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what that feeling is like.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
In fact, this feeling of the cathedral is exactly the kind of feeling that you should be getting in a properly harmonized space. I remember walking into a salt cave. You know, it's just underground. I was in Poland in the Wieliczka Caves. And there, it's just, I mean, these are enormous spaces carved out of salt. I don't know what. Well, it's all salt, and they've been mining there for a long time. And so this is like cathedral-sized spaces that is all salt, and it just feels magnificent to be in there. And that reminded me when I walked into my supplier's warehouse, where he had I don't know what it was, probably 20 tons, you know, two container fulls of the Himalayan salt. And just walking into that space was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And that's a similar feeling you get if you walked into the star chamber, where we have, you know, we use the laminar crystal, the specially treated mica, to create this circular space. It's sort of like a reactor type of space. And in the middle of it, there's all this energy, this pyramidal or cathedral or whatever you'd call that wonderful energy. It's focused in the middle, and that's where we charge the transderma minerals and the Twilight America products, you know, the magnesium oil or the bath crystals or the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know, that's, well, Jim Carter started calling it the Star Chamber, which has no bearing to anything other than that he had a ceiling painted with the exact replica of the star field.
Hmm.
You know, so it was like a planetarium-like experience.
Right.
So when he lay in his pool in the middle of it, it was just like watching the stars.
Hmm.
So people called it Star Chamber. I don't know, maybe we should be calling it the Rejuvenation Station.
That's a good name, the Rejuvenation Station.
Because when you lie in the middle of it, in that water, it just completely recharges your batteries. You know, all of the cellular, each of your cells is just a little battery. It has the charge and voltage, right? As long as there is some voltage applied, or how should I put it? As long as your cells are able to create the voltage, then you're alive.
Yes, if they can't, then they're dead cells, and sooner or later you will be too.
Right. And so I now don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but the experiments were done with what the voltage is on healthy cell versus a sick cell versus a cell that's experiencing cancer, you know, like a tumor.
Mm.
And the voltage goes down on the cancer cells tremendously. And then once you just unplug it, you know, it's dead. It doesn't come back.
Wow.
But anyway, so we in this star chamber are able to charge it up to bring the voltage in all of your cells up to the full potential. I remember returning back from the session. It's like I felt 20 years younger. And people looked at me and says, what did you do? You seem to be like really looking relaxed and rested. And I was. So anyway, anybody who's out there listening that would like to have a star chamber spa setting, we have that available. We have a home setting, and we have a commercial setup available as well.
So people could actually go and experience this.
Well, sadly, the last star chamber that we had opened, the lady just decided to retire. She closed it up. She doesn't want to deal with the public. It's just going to be her private thing.
Oh. But
this has happened to us so many times now that people who have these star chambers, they build it, they run it, and then after some time that you say, I don't want the public, I just want it for myself.
Huh.
So we need more entrepreneurs out there who have a massage studio or some kind of a spa setting where they could install this. Because all you need is room for two beds and a bathtub. And you can treat people and rejuvenate them phenomenally. So that's about Star Chamber. We have a teeny little replica of it available for $70. It's called Star Chamber Receiver. And it's it just puts out the vibration of that star chamber in a small size. And then we have, of course, a whole bunch of laminar crystal products. We have the Magic Star products, and we have crystal pillows and crystal sleepers and all these type of products that you can get and bring some of this vibrational experience in your home.
I know I have a whole pile of them around my computers and in my bedroom and in the kitchen. And
yeah, I remember you have a crystal lamp going and a few other things of that sort,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Crystal lamps are on all the time. And it's amazing when people come into my home, they never want to leave. Because they, you know, it just feels so good and
that's
serene.
Right. Exactly so.
And that's the key.
So, yes, folks, we can help you clear the space in your home. We can help you clear your personal space, and we can help clear your body from the stuck energies, and that's what you need to do. And you can even clear your thought patterns and improve the outlook on life, because fear creates a very destructive type of vibration in your body, and it will manifest itself, you know, fear, which is a worry, will manifest itself in destructive patterns, destructive aging, and downright illness.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't want... I should have ended on a more positive note, but again, there's a way out of a miserable place if you find yourself in it.
That's right. And the key is to do some vibrational healing, which is, you know, looking after your spirit. And as we said at the beginning, you know, we really believe, I think both I can speak for you, Martin, as well as myself, that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And we know, just look around, everybody, what happens outside of us starts inside of us. And you know, that goes for our health, it goes for our energy level, it goes for our relationships, everything. And I think it's really important that we take time to get back in touch with who we really are, and that's, you know, and then we feel that peace, and then things start to really change.
Yes. This particular thought is, of course, the most difficult thing to explain, because especially the folks that put out The Secret, they try to explain it, saying, no, you don't first get the money and then you get clear in your vibrational field. First you get clear in your vibrational field and then the money comes. It's the same thing with the health. First you get clear in your vibrational field and then the health will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most difficult for people who are in a troubled place to actually see or to understand. Because when you're standing at the bottom of a well, you're looking up and you're not seeing the open country. All you're seeing is this little hole way up high.
That's right.
So most everything feels really dark. But believe me, when you climb out of the well, you look around, you say, oh, that's what this world is all about.
That's right, and it's a beautiful one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you more about vibrational healing and some of the, particularly the ADR products or the laminar crystals or even the Himalayan crystal salt, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, it's very easy. Call 1-866-543-3388. Or ring the phone that's on my desk at 775-299-4661. And come visit the website,
www.life-enthusiast.com. That's because we're enthusiastic about life, right?
That's the motto.
So we're all about restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll look forward to... seeing you on our next show.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.